Hey guys, it's Chad here at Worldwide Sax. I've got a sound file lined up for you. It's tenors, it's Martins. I have four Martin tenors lined up for you. They're all great playing, they have good sound, but I think what you're going to hear the biggest difference in is their pad resonator setup. I'll tell you some details at the end, but I want you guys to listen to them. I'll go in chronological order from 1948 all the way through 1963. And there's some that have silver-plated resonators, brass resonators, flat metal seamless, black pads, tan pads. But I want you to hear all four of these in a row, and I'll tell you the details at the end. Saxophone number one, 1968. Here's saxophone number two from 1949 with a resonator change. Saxophone number three, changing the pads and resonators again, from 1960. Saxophone number four, different pads and resonators to hear from 1963. Saxophone number one, details, 1963. 1948, serial number 164 on the body. Original lacquer, black roux pads, seamless flat resonators that are nickel-plated, very lightweight resonators. Saxophone number 2 from 1949, serial number 166,000, is a re-lacquer with tan pads and domed brass resonators, very large domed brass resonators, a heavier grade metal. Saxophone number 3, 1960, is actually a Martin Magna, serial number 210K, and it's a re-lacquer with tan pads, and it has seamless flat nickel resonators with the rivet center, a Worldwide Sax standard rebuild on that one. Saxophone number 4 is from 1963. It's a Martin Official Music Man model, serial number 218. Black roux pads, silver Resotec, large, slight dome resonators. If I was to give you my opinion on what I heard on a few of them that you should have heard in this recording, brass resonators and then Resotec silver resonators, so saxophones 2 and 4, will have the largest sound, most presence of sound. But brass has the largest amount of kind of a treble ring to it, where the silver ones maintained more of the depth and less of the treble to cut through. I believe saxophone number 2 will be the loudest on this recording for cutting ability. And I believe that the Music Man number 4 will also be loud, but not the loudest for cutting, even though it's still loud enough to cut. I believe that the best jazz setup will be more for saxophones number 1 and 3, with the resonators that are less large, just for maintaining a mid-core sound, an even balance between trebles, mids, and lows. And mouthpiece for reference today was my Brillhart Tonalin with a tip at 85. I wanted to use the mouthpiece I'm most comfortable with just to get an even sample on these horns. But let's play this back. I hope you guys can hear some differences, and we'll put this on the website for you to enjoy. Talk to you guys soon.